Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Over the last few months, some legal scholars have been trying to make the case Donald Trump is disqualified from running for president. At the Republican debate, only one candidate dared to bring the matter up.
More people are understanding the importance of that, including conservative legal scholars who says he may be disqualified under the 14th Amendment from being president again.
The Civil War era 14th Amendment to the Constitution includes a clause barring someone from holding office if they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, then engaged in an insurrection. Some believe Donald Trump's indictment in the January 6th case is enough to disqualify him.
We don't know what that test is yet. Once we get that test, then we can apply that test to the facts and the law and figure out the answer.
Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes says the Arizona State Supreme Court concluded the 14th Amendment gives Congress exclusive enforcement authority. The opinion came in a failed lawsuit to keep Congressman Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar and former State Representative Mark Fincham off the ballot in 2021 because of their alleged involvement in the January 6th insurrection.
If you've engaged in the conduct and there's evidence that you engaged in that conduct of insurrection, that's all that's required.
Both elections attorney Tom Ryan and Fontes believe the state Supreme Court got it wrong. But since the case was not appealed, its opinion is final, unless or until someone else challenges Trump's candidacy and the U.S. Supreme Court decides the matter.
Stop the tape. Now think about what that report just said. There are these so-called, these fictitious legal scholars. They're not scholars, they're hacks. That Secretary of State in Arizona, Fontes, is a hack. He cheated his way, along with the others in Arizona, into office by a very slim margin over a bona fide conservative Republican candidate. Can't have that as Secretary of State in Arizona. Arizona is, I believe, no longer even purple. I think it's now looking like a blue state. I think it's a state lost. And I think if there may be a way to keep it purple for a while, but look at Colorado. Look what happened there. If they've gone from red to purple, blue is next, baby. And we've lost a lot of states that way. California is the template, and many others have gone the way of California. But these people are political hacks. And so they're floating these trial balloons. I'm just telling you right now, be ready. Be ready for an all-out assault in these various states attempting to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. It's already happening in California. Imagine that. Imagine that. We have basically three things that apply to a person running for president of the United States: certain age and has to be a U.S. citizen, etc. Very, very certain but minimal requirements. And now they're going to the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment has been bastardized and weaponized well beyond what anybody would have ever imagined back in, I believe it was 1866 or 68. It was initiated in 66. I think it was ratified by the states in 1868, right around there. Well beyond anybody would have ever imagined that we'd even be talking about the 14th Amendment in 2023. Because remember, the 14th Amendment is a slave, a post-Civil War amendment. It was basically set up to protect the slaves. And I want to get into that in a minute, but you know, your federal government doesn't want you to know about this stuff. Your weaponized fourth branch of government doesn't want you to understand the United States Constitution. Joe Biden certainly doesn't want you to. The Democrat Party and certain factions of the Republican Party don't want you to understand the 14th Amendment. We're going to understand it in just a second. But instead, what our federal government is focused on right now, right here today, they've just released a UFO website. It is classic, shiny object. Don't pay attention to all the political, monetary, policy fires that are burning all over this country. From attacks on our constitutional rights to attacks on our God-given rights, which are basically one and the same. From every direction. Don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to 90,000 IRS agents now. 90,000. We have 90,000 IRS agents. And lo and behold, during the training exercises for firearms for IRS agents, one of the agents was killed during these firearm training. Firearm training for IRS agents. Ladies and gentlemen, the IRS is out of control. We must repeal the 16th Amendment and the IRS goes away. I believe an income tax is immoral. Prior to 1913, this government functioned, the federal government functioned without the Internal Revenue Service, without a personal income tax. And remember how, of course, it started out in 1913. Just pay down a certain amount of debt and then that's it. No. Now it's completely weaponized, just like everything else in the federal government. Repeal the 16th Amendment, period, end of story. This ends the nonsense. Nobody can recite the IRS code because it's been weaponized and mangled by these geniuses in Washington, D.C. So don't talk about the IRS agent being shot. It's unbelievable. Why do they need guns? They don't. They're out of control. 90,000 IRS agents now. Oh, and the Biden administration, don't pay attention to this. Go to the UFO website. Don't pay attention to the Biden administration now weaponizing, of course, its Department of Education, another department that needs to be blue-penciled. If you're not going to believe this, there's so much news out there, but things like this catch my eye, that the Biden administration is now defunding schools at the local level, maybe in your neighborhood. If they happen to have an archery or gun club, think about that. You're in Montana, you're in a rural area, and you want to do the gun club. Nope, sorry, the federal government's going to deny you money because you have a gun club. It's unbelievable. They want to now, you have a ceiling fan in your home? Guess what? You're going to have to replace it with a more expensive, more, quote, energy efficient. Anytime the government uses now the term energy efficient, all that means is it's going to cost you more money. Oh, sure, it's going to cost less electricity because they're geniuses, but it never works out that way. The ceiling fan price is simply going to go up, like everything else is going up in this country. But pay no attention to that. Pay no attention to the illegal alien in Clark County, Ohio, who killed Aiden Clark. 11-year-old boy is dead. This illegal from Haiti, it doesn't matter where they're from, he's an illegal. And Aiden Clark, 11 years old, would be alive today if this illegal were not in this country and behind the wheel of a vehicle without a driver's license, at least a driver's license in Ohio, smashes into a school bus filled with children, the bus rolls over, and Aiden is killed, and other school kids are injured. And now he's being arraigned. And the latest news I read on this issue is that he's looking at, if he's convicted, maybe a few years behind bars. He killed an 11-year-old boy. Pay no attention to that. Go to the UFO website. Go to the UFO website. The 14th Amendment. I want to talk about that, but there's a related story here to Donald Trump and the 14th Amendment. This proud boy, who, to me, a proud boy is an American, period, and it's someone who wants to protect our constitutional rights and our roots. I'm not a member of the Proud Boys, but if they're patriotic, God-fearing Americans who want to protect the Constitution, I'm for them. Yet now, in this country, the way the media treats the Proud Boys is this, as if they are some kind of insurrectionist. And I want to talk about that word. It's a very important word, especially as it pertains to the 14th Amendment. But this Proud Boy, Joe Biggs, was just sentenced, I think, 16 years in prison for his, quote, role in January 6th. 16 years for what? For an insurrection? He's being labeled as a terrorist. Now think about that. This guy, Joe Biggs, the Proud Boy, is now being lumped in the same category as Muhammad Atta, who flew an airplane into the World Trade Tower. It's unbelievable. I'll never forget when Barack Hussein Obama stopped using the word terrorist. He just stopped using it. And instead started using these vanilla terms instead of terrorist. And at that moment, did he use some words in particular? But as soon as he stopped using that word, I knew what he was doing. I knew that he was watering the term down so then we can apply the word terrorist or infer terrorism or terrorist to American citizens, and voila, that's what we have today. Words mean things. The Constitution means things. This gentleman, Joe Biggs, is not a terrorist, yet he's being sentenced to 16 years in prison because he's being labeled by the prosecution as a terrorist. I didn't see any terrorist activity on January 6th. I saw an out-of-control mob, aka a riot. Certainly wasn't an insurrection. But we have to piece this thing together. Now, I will give the Democrats and the Marxists some credit here for kind of laying a foundation for what we're dealing with now with Donald Trump. And I'm going to try and fuse all this together. Unless you want to go talk about the UFO website. If you'd rather talk about the UFO website, it's fine, just let me know. Send me an email, grahamledger401@gmail.com. The January 6th riot, if you want to call it that. I remember listening on the radio, because I was driving back from a January 6th rally we had in Los Angeles on the steps of the courthouse there, and I was speaking, and I heard what was going on in Washington, D.C., and I said to myself, well, it's a riot. This is probably not going to turn out very good. And, you know, we heard some of the reports, and it didn't turn out very good. It was, you know, illegal. When you enter a building and you're not invited, whether it's your house or an office building or whatever, and folks want you to leave, that's an illegal act, okay? But, you know, there are some people who actually believe that police officers were killed on that day, January 6th. There was only one person who died on January 6th. And that was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot with a single bullet in her neck area by an officer who had his finger on the trigger in the well of the House of Representatives. And the reason I know this, because I've seen pictures of the guy running around in the well of Congress with his finger on the trigger around his fellow officers. You know, if you know anything about firearm safety, that is a no-no. And by the way, normally, I've never heard of a police officer discharging his firearm and firing a single shot. Have you? If you have, if you're a law enforcement officer and you've fired just one shot at a suspect, please let me know. GrahamLedger411@gmail.com. I know what happened with Ashley Babbitt. This guy had his finger on the trigger. And again, there are pictures of him running around the well of the Congress with his finger on the trigger. And so he's probably pointing it at Ashley Babbitt, and he gets trigger finger, or whatever you want to call it. Single discharge, uh-oh, and it killed Ashley Babbitt. Guy has never been held accountable. But January 6th was a riot, okay? That's what it was. People out of control. Sometimes it happened. And we know why. Because people were very upset about the malfeasance and cheating in the 2020 election. And now we know there were reams of it. Back then, on January 6th, we didn't even know how deep this went. But anyone who says there wasn't election interference, there wasn't cheating going on, there wasn't all kinds of malicious behavior and stealing an election is lying or lying to themselves. In fact, I challenge people who say that the election wasn't stolen. It's a very simple thing you can do. When you hit a search, put in 2020 election conviction voter fraud, and you will see many, many articles come up about people convicted in various municipalities of vote fraud on not a single scale, but a large scale, especially in these swing states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia. Oh, these stories exist. They're in the mainstream media. All you have to do is string them together. Of course, the mainstream media won't do that, but I will. January 6th was a riot. Yet we know when Congress convened, of course, it was under the stewardship of Nancy Pelosi, they created the January 6th committee solely for political purposes, right? They just wanted to milk that for as much as they could. Did they think that we would be where we are today, where states are now considering, basically on the work of the January 6th committee, they're now considering, some are, of removing Donald Trump from the ballot, not allowing him on the ballot? I don't think they think that far. I think the Marxist Democrat playbook, is to throw junk at the wall and see what sticks. And so, again, you got to give them credit for laying a foundation, even though they didn't know exactly what foundation they were laying here. So the committee does its Ouija board nonsense, looking at one side of the story. Thanks, Liz Cheney. By the way, I met my first Liz Cheney Republican the other day. I said, I want to shake your hand. I've never met a Liz Cheney Republican before. I was being a little facetious, of course. So they come up with their preconceived conclusions that Donald Trump is a bad guy and that it's all his fault and that he caused, quote, an insurrection. It was not an insurrection. By definition, it wasn't an insurrection. Nobody, and by the way, that's what this Joe Biggs was convicted on, that he was trying to overthrow the government. These people on January 6th were not overthrowing anything. All they were doing was going into the people's house. You know, I could see their rationale. Hey, this is our house. I mean, there is a point to be made there. They just did it the wrong way. But that was not an insurrection in any way, shape, or form. Yet this is what the committee and the Marxist Democrats have labeled it, an insurrection. Words mean things. And we'll get to that in just a minute. And so, basically, the DOJ says, oh, look at this great work done by this wonderful committee. We'll do a special counsel. We'll appoint a special counsel. And we'll investigate it. And we'll charge Donald Trump. We'll get a grand jury to indict the ham sandwich, Donald Trump. And voila, we have the indictments. There are two out of Washington, D.C. in the special counsel. But we'll just focus on the January 6th indictment, which is a joke. Donald Trump didn't lead an insurrection because there wasn't an insurrection. Yet, this is the word that they have to use. And now we have the states doing their thing, the blue states and the purple states, saying, per the 14th Amendment, maybe we should keep Donald Trump off the ballot. Okay, so the 14th Amendment. What is the 14th Amendment? The history of the 14th Amendment passed, I think, in 1868, ratified by the states, I should say. It's 1868. It was a post-Civil War amendment designed to protect the slaves, to fold them into our country, to protect them. And so that's why we have all persons born, I'm paraphrasing here, all persons born in the United States and under the jurisdiction thereof, which is crucially important, I'll get to that in just a second, are citizens of the United States. That was meant to fold in and make sure the slaves, former slaves, were U.S. citizens. Now, under the jurisdiction thereof is an important part of that phrase, because if you were born in the United States, and this applies today, because the 14th Amendment is still on the books. So if you're born in the United States yet, you're from Botswana, or you're from China, and your parents are from China or Botswana, or wherever, whose jurisdiction are you under? The parents. The parents' jurisdiction, they're not U.S. citizens, they're under the jurisdiction, let's stick with China, they're under the jurisdiction of China. Therefore, that kid born in the United States, let's say they're just tourists here, and boom, the baby comes out. That kid is not a U.S. citizen. You follow me on this? Under the jurisdiction thereof. The slaves were under the jurisdiction of the United States. Therefore, they became U.S. citizens. My point here is that the 14th Amendment has been weaponized and bastardized on that point repeatedly. Why? Because of the Guatemalan lady who staggers across the border, squats, and has a baby, and now among X amount of people in the United States Capitol, in Washington, D.C., the way we're operating in this country is that baby is a U.S. citizen. It's not true. It's not accurate. That baby, because it's a Guatemalan citizen, the father is Guatemalan too, or whatever, not a U.S. citizen. If the father is a U.S. citizen, then it's different. But both parents from Guatemala or wherever squat and have a baby, that baby is not a U.S. citizen. That baby is under the jurisdiction of the parents' jurisdiction, which is Guatemala. Okay, so that's weaponizing and bastardizing the 14th Amendment, part one. Another way the 14th Amendment is equal protection. Equal protection, again, this amendment was designed to protect the slaves, the former slaves, and fold them into society, and make sure that they were protected equally under the law. In other words, you couldn't go out and lynch somebody. You couldn't go out them and deny them the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the reason for equal protection. Yet now, we see equal protection being used for all kinds of crazy things, like abortion, equal protection. Of course, you can't apply equal protection to the baby in the womb. That's a baby. No, it's not. It's just fetus matter. No, it's a baby. So that's two ways the 14th Amendment has been weaponized and bastardized. And now we come to this nonsense. The 14th Amendment bans those who engaged in insurrection. There's that word. So it bans those who engage in insurrection. Why was that in the 14th Amendment post-Civil War? For obvious reason. They didn't want people in leadership in the South, the Confederates, to hold office. They were trying to prevent that from happening for whatever reason. I think if you're an American citizen, you shouldn't be disqualified for running for president or whatever. Now, if you're convicted of a federal crime and that crime is insurrection, then that's different. But this insurrection is a very vague term, and of course the Marxist Democrats have now co-opted to tell us that January 6th was an insurrection. But they're doing it now in unison with the 14th Amendment. Was this the master plan way back just on the days after January 6th by them using insurrection? I don't think they're that smart, but they're smart enough now to connect the dots, and the dots are the 14th Amendment. So it bans those who engage in insurrection against the United States from holding any civil, military, or elected office without the approval of two-thirds of the Congress. See, that's the part they don't repeat to you. They don't tell you about it. It's the 14th Amendment. It bans people from who committed insurrection from holding office. Ah, but it's under the jurisdiction of the Congress. And if two-thirds of the Congress happen to vote tomorrow to say, hey, Donald Trump is free and clear here, guess what? It's over. It's never going to happen. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But that's the way this amendment is written. But it also is written in a way where it grants Congress the sole authority and power to enforce the amendment. So in other words, Arizona by, quote, looking at keeping Donald Trump off the ballot, has no jurisdiction there. It's not up to Arizona. It's up to the Congress, full authority and power to enforce the 14th Amendment. Not Arizona, not Michigan, not California, not Pennsylvania, whatever other states are out there mulling this one over. It's not their jurisdiction. I wish one of these so-called legal scholars would point out, just read it. It's right here in the Constitution. Read the damn amendment, the 14th Amendment. It's Congress that has jurisdiction here, not the states. You know what the solution is here, ladies and gentlemen? I know this may sound radical. The 14th Amendment has been weaponized and bastardized so much by the radical left. I mean, think about it. All this birthright citizenship, how many people have been allowed to stay in this country because of so-called birthright citizenship, which doesn't exist? How many abuses of the Equal Protection Clause that exist today? And now we have this. Donald Trump and the word insurrection and the effort to keep him off the ballot. I believe there is a solution here. It might be radical, but it's simple. It ain't easy to achieve, but I think the solution is very simple. And that is, we repeal the 14th Amendment. Repeal the 16th Amendment, repeal the 14th Amendment. We don't need the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was put in there to protect the slaves, the former slaves. We don't have slavery in this country. We don't have a civil war yet. Actually, I believe we're fighting a civil war, but that's another matter. It's a silent civil war, if you will. Repeal the 14th Amendment. It's that simple. That amendment has been weaponized, abused, and bastardized too many times. It's like a bad tooth. Pull it out, get rid of it, repeal the 14th Amendment along with the 16th Amendment, and this would be a better country. I'm Graham Ledger, and remember, evil can only prevail when good is silent.